Om Shanti. Good afternoon. While Didis will get to the stage, I will introduce that today we have a special conversation between our two senior Raja Yoga teachers, Didi Rajni and Didi Pavna. Didi Rajni is the national coordinator for the Philippines and Japan, and Didi Pavna, national coordinator for the New Zealand. And both of them are representatives of RCT for Asia Pacific region. And today's conversation topic is investing my attainments into the future. Okay, over to you, Didis.
Om Shanti. As you heard the topic, very beautiful topic. In this Brahmin life, we all are experience many, many attainments. And now my task is to accumulate that attainment for future. So what kind of attainment one can experience in present life? So three things we experience: fortune, attainment, and treasures. Three are the main thing which Baba is giving us experience at this time. But this morning we are focusing on attainment. Number one attainment we receive from Baba is knowledge. Knowledge is a light which gives us lot of might. Knowledge means deep understanding. Knowledge means deep realization. When I realize something, then I become the authority of that thing. That's what Baba says. Okay now? So, I was just talking about the knowledge. We need to have very, very strong foundation of knowledge. What is the essence of Baba's knowledge? You know, knowledge is like an ocean. So many things comes into subject of knowledge. But what is the essence of knowledge? Essence of knowledge, in one word I would say, is Murli. And Murli, the letter, the word, is made with five letters. M, U, R, L, I. And these five letters gives us very, very beautiful message. That's what we have to do on attainment of knowledge. M means manthan. After reading Murli, what we do? We churn Baba's Murli. And if you churn points of knowledge, very beautiful things will emerge. In our Indian mythology, little story is written. One day deity and devils both have decided to churn the ocean. They did hard work, and after churning ocean, what was emerged was poison. Nobody wanted. Not deities, not devils. Again they started churning the ocean. And then beautiful things emerge, like nectar, Lakshmi Mata, nine jewels. That is our memorial. After listening Murli, when we start churning Murli, what first thing emerge? Waste thoughts, negative thoughts, weak thoughts. is like a poison. But Baba says, if poison emerges, give it to me. Carry on churning the murli. Eventually, good points will emerge. So M represent manthan, means churning. U represent understand each and every aspect of Baba's knowledge. First, I have to understand. This morning, Baba also reminded us, when I understand, then I can able to explain others very well. Third letter is R. R means read and revise again and again. We have many examples in Yajna. Our dadis, mamma, how many times they were reading murli? Many times. And if you read again and again, some points will go in your subconscious mind. And something is gone into your subconscious mind. You will remember very well. Fourth letter is L. L represent learn. Every day, so nice to remember couple of points from murli. To learn something new things from murli. If every day I have aim, then I can able to learn something new. And last letter is I. I means inculcation, intoxication. When I do four things very well, then I experience that intoxication in my life. Yes, so now is time. I need to accumulate this attainment of knowledge in my life. And the result will be, in future, we will become very, very wise people. We won't need anyone's advice because this power of knowledge makes me knowledgeable. Not in present, but in future. That's why Baba says Lakshmi Narayan won't have any advisors because they are very intellectual one. Another attainment we receive from Baba is super sensuous joy. Hindi word Baba use Ati Indriya Sukha. Remember who were experiencing super sensuous joy. In Indian mythology, there is a one scripture, it's called Bhagavat. In Bhagavat, it's written that gopis and gopis of Gopi Vallabh. Gopi Vallabh is Baba. We all are gopis and gopis are experiencing super sensuous joy, happiness at this time. It's our memorial. Gopi, what is the meaning of gopi? Gopi is a Sanskrit word. Go means physical sense organs. P means the one who is the controller of the physical sense organs. So Baba is making me at this time self-sovereign. Once I become a self-sovereign, I can become easily sovereign of the world. That's why in Murli sometimes we do hear Baba says the happiness is the best nourishment. Because you can see the nourishment of happiness makes us completely full. Once you have the nourishment of happiness, your intellect mind will not pull anywhere or would not pull to anyone. Inner, you are totally satisfied with this nourishment. When you eat, sometimes our favorite items, too much things if we eat, we become little greedy or lazy. But if I eat more and more nourishment of happiness, this nourishment will not make me greedy or lazy, but make me more alert and active in my life. That's why this saying is there. Once you have this nourishment, you are totally, totally detached of everything. That's why at this moment, the attainment of happiness, I need to accumulate. If I am happy now, in future, many, many births, I will be happy. Another attainment Baba is giving us at this time is attainment of elevated karma. Pure karma, which we are performing at this time. Whom do you call elevated karma? When I become a soul conscious, when I become Baba conscious, then I perform any action, those actions becomes elevated actions. So whatever Baba has given to me, I need to use that thing for Baba. If I use my mind for Baba now, Baba makes my mind very, very healthy. I would not have any problem of mind. If I use my body for Baba, I will have healthy body. Because we have done some of the bad karma through the body. So it is important to use body to perform good karma. Then burden of the bad karma will cut away. If I use my wealth for Baba, I would never ever have any problem of wealth in my life. I remember once one sister asked question to Dadi, Dadi Janki, and she said, Dadi, I am always, always broke in my life. I never have enough money in my life. And Dadi asked her question, how much do you put in Baba's box? And then this lady said, Dadi, I never have enough money. How can I put in Baba's box? And then Dadi explained that you make little habit in your life putting 50 cent, $1 or $2. Make that sanskaras. And then she started doing. And after 1 year, when she came to Madhuban, she went to see Dadi and said, Dadi, after performing those good karma, at least I don't have problem with the wealth. I have enough money, not too much, but I have enough money. Yeah. So whatever I use for Baba, Baba will increase. If I use my talent for Baba, Baba will increase my talent, my speciality. Yeah? So this is called good karma. So at this time, Baba has given us this attainment to accumulate good karma for my future. Yeah? At this time, you can see we experience the attainment of love. Baba's love is a selfless love. Baba's love is an unlimited love. Baba's love makes us to forget this old world and old body. Before coming to Baba, I think we all have experienced our heart was broken into so many different pieces. And when we came to Baba, what Baba did? He put all these broken pieces together. And he made complete beautiful heart, which we can give it to Baba. So Baba's love is selfless love like that. And that treasure we experience at this time. Baba's love, Baba's company, meeting with Baba, all these are my attainment of the present time. So Baba says, I need to increase this attainment for future. So in future, deities have how much love for everyone? So much love is there. Not only with people, but with nature, with animals, whichever things around me, they all will be affected with that love. So love is also a very good attainment. And nowadays, lot of people in the world, they don't like Baba's knowledge. They don't like to remember God. But whenever they come in contact with us, they totally transform. I heard one little story of Baba's life. I like to share with you. One day, Dadi said that there was a little war between India and China. And during that time, Baba said in Murli, look children, these two cats will fight and you will get butter of the new world. Something like that Baba said. In early days you can see lot of people are like that whom we did not like them. They were anti of Brahma Kumaris. So somebody printed that particular page and passed on to government. And government officers read that line that these two cats are fighting. Because that was an emergency time. You cannot say anything against government. So government sent one officer. You go and find out who has spoken these words. Whoever has spoken, you arrest that person. And slowly, slowly he made inquiries and then he came to Mount Abu. And he was very tough, very angry man. So he said, I want to speak with the person who has spoken these words. In early days, Baba would not speak with anyone, any newcomer directly. First, Baba's children would speak. But this person, he wanted to only talk to Baba. And he said, I'm here to arrest this person. And Baba's children get worried. They went to Baba and passed on this news. And Baba heard. And Baba said, children, don't worry. I haven't spoken. Shiv Baba has spoken. So he won't arrest me. You sent him in Baba's room. Baba will talk with him directly. And then this officer came in Baba's room. As soon as he entered Baba's room, Baba had such a loving, peaceful vibes in his room. He experienced deep, deep vibrations of love, peace. And he got lost into that vibration. He forgotten what to say. And then Baba asked question, oh my sweet, sweet child, why you are here? And when he heard the word, sweet, sweet child, he really felt that Baba is my father. am his child. He lost his Laukik father in his young age. He never experienced fatherly love. So he had very beautiful experience. Again he got lost into that vibrations. And then second time Baba asked, "Oh, my long lost and now found child, why you are here?" Eh? And by the time he came back to his awareness, and he said to Baba, "Baba, government has sent, that's why I have come here." And Baba explained him so nicely. Baba said, "Look, my beloved child, what happens, Shiv Baba comes in my body. I haven't spoken those words, but Shiv Baba has spoken those words." And by the time he was so happy, yeah, experiencing very beautiful experiences, and by the time he couldn't say anything. But he did say to Baba one thing, "Okay, Baba, next time, whenever Shiv Baba comes in your body, please request him so he won't say again those words." And he left. Now, so you can see, when he came to Baba's room, he was very angry, very disturbed, very peaceless. And by the time he left Baba's room, he was so calm, peaceful, so loving, happy, and light. So that was the magic of Baba's stage, power of love. Love can transform anything and everything. Yeah, and one last attainment which we receive from Baba is Baba's blessings, good wishes. Because in this world, people always say many things to us. Sometimes they defame us. Sometimes they say wrong things about Brahma Kumaris. But Baba says, "Don't worry. Just keep giving them good vibes. Our positive thoughts, our positive feelings, one day transform them. And that person will come close to Baba." And that's what happened in Yajna. And there was one editor. He printed lot of bad thing about our organization. And some of the Baba's senior children, they came together. And they thought that this editor did not do good thing. He printed lot of bad thing about our organization. We should take him to the court. And when they came in front of Baba, Baba said, "How come father can take his child to court? Doesn't seem right." Yeah? So what Baba did, Baba sent the telegram to this editor. And he said, "Thank you very much for advertisement. But come and take 7 days course." And later on, this editor was a bit sensible. He went to center, he did 7 days course, and then he came to see Baba, and he said to Baba, "Okay, Baba, now on, I will always, always print good things about your organization." Yeah? So that Baba's good wishes, pure feelings transform his life. And sometimes it happens with us too. Now people defame if you do good thing. They don't leave you alone. If you do something wrong, still they will defame you. What I do, I always keep the example of elephant with me. Because when we used to live in India, we used to stay in one of the street, yeah, where elephant used to come to our street. And as soon as elephant would come, the dogs of the whole street come together. I don't know what kind of, you know, this karma is there between elephant or dogs. But somehow dogs don't like elephant. As soon as they see elephant, they start barking towards elephant. But you can see the speciality of elephant. They never ever look backward. Hey, let me see how they bark. Never. With dignity, they keep walking on their path. Yeah, because in India, you can see we have open zoo. Yeah, elephants, camels, all other, cow, this buffaloes, cows, everybody walks on road, same road where human beings walks. But they all have great global cooperation. Hey, everybody knows who has to give way to whom. Yeah, so this is the thing happen. So I have to become little careful here. If any defamation comes, don't take it too hard. Yeah, but try to send good wishes, good vibrations, and our good wishes one day transform that soul. And that soul will come closer to Baba. Many, many experiences I had in this life. And of course, all of you had also wonderful experiences like that. So all this attainment which we are experiencing at this moment from Baba. And my aim is to increase this attainment for future. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Bhavna Ben. Om Shanti. So I will just add few more attainments. One attainment is family. You know, we all come from Lokik family, which is based on karmic accounts. And we found divine family. We have no accounts with each other. From different countries, we come together. We experience love in relationship and respect, trust, faith. And in Madhuban, we meet big family. Yesterday, we were in Shantivan. Day before, also thousands of Bharatvasi. And we all Baba's children, Brahmins. This is our attainment. Are you happy with divine family? Everyone? So this is our attainment, and this is the same family which becomes deity family in the golden age. So how lucky we are and to live. So when dadis used to visit in our countries, you know, I want to tell you this story. Dadi Kumarka, Dadi Prakashmani, once she came to Japan after maybe 54 years or 60 years, she told us this beautiful thing, like a grandmother. She sat down and she told us, come all of you together, I tell you the story, how Baba has given us so much love, respect and upliftment feeling, belonging feeling. These are attainments in our family, divine family, from Baba. How Baba is bringing us together in unity and love. Of course, we do face many difficulties, challenges, and Baba helps us through Gyan. Gyan is our attainment, clarification, wisdom, and direction, Shrimat from Shiv Baba, which helps our life to get smoothened on this path of journey. The second attainment I like to share is time. This is the time of earning attainments. We cannot even waste Baba says 1 second, because 1 second Baba has been telling us is equal to many, many years now. So therefore time is also attainment. What am I attaining in even in 1 second? I can experience happiness. I can experience sorrow. It's really me who has to decide now what I want to feel. But it's available. all the attainments of happiness at this time. This is the time, as Bhavana Ben said, of blessing. Baba also gives us blessing, attainment for our life. The beautiful word blessing in Hindi is called Vardhan. The Vardhan which we listen every day from Baba. I sometimes, you know, think about Dadi Gulzar. Beautiful. How Shiv Baba, come Bap Dada, Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba, in Dadi Gulzar's body and gave this Murli, 1000 plus Murlis, Avyakt Murlis, is from Baba. And once we asked Dadi Gulzar, actually it was Dadi Janki asked her, and I was around with them. So, Dadi Gulzar, you think you can give this Murlis? She said, no way. How Shiv Baba, wisdom. Baba used only the chariot, the medium, and how Baba's intellect, the wisdom, divine wisdom, beautiful understanding, Baba comes and gives. She said, I can't never think I will be able to give such beautiful Murli. Such beautiful wisdom is our attainment in our Brahmin life at this time, during the confluence age. So that's why it is called the time of earning, the time of studying, and also it's called the time of fighting with Maya, conquering weaknesses, and it is the time for ascending, it is the time for flying, it is the time for taking high jump. So where am I in my Brahman life? I can also be very comfortable, but I can also be uncomfortable. And one brother, once Dadi Janki asked one brother, you know, how are you? He said, Dadi, I am uncomfortable. She says, very good answer. You should be uncomfortable, not comfortable in your Brahmin life. Did you get it? When we are very comfortable, we are not making any effort. Yeah, you should be. Because he was very clever. He knew this is what Dadi wants to listen. And this is it. That in our life, we are comfortable, we are not attaining anything anyway. But when we are in this path of facing challenges and also using Jnana and Yoga, virtues and powers, every minute, any situation come, we can ask ourselves, what is the virtue, what is the power I can use which can solve this problem? That is our earning. Earning means what? That you can solve your own problems. Of course, Baba is there to solve. How will he solve? He will also solve to give you the right method, right solution, right thoughts, right feeling, right realization to solve your own problems. It's so beautiful, isn't it, how Baba is making us so worthy at this confluence age. So that's why this confluence age has a lot of praise. The time of earning, ascending, flying, becoming obstacle free, coming closer to Baba, experiencing double light stage, experiencing karma teet stage, experiencing all kinds of attainments of our spiritual life. The third attainment I wanted to talk is more subtle, is called thoughts. Now in Sangam Yuga we have attained the thoughts which are called elevated, powerful, pure thoughts. Of course, sometimes our mind can go into waste or ordinary thoughts. You know, you can recognize at that time, yeah, mind is thinking too much. Okay, you can shift it. That capacity, that art we have learned from Baba. I want to tell you Dadi Gulzar's story once, which Sister Asha was explaining today also. Once I was with Dadi Gulzar and someone was talking, oh, how Avyakt Bap Dada comes, how he goes, how... And Dadi was sitting and listening also. I was also listening. But they are just talking, two brothers with each other. Then I told Dadi, Dadi, they are talking about Avyakt Bap Dada. Why don't you tell them? She said, I don't go with the flow of their thoughts. It's not necessary for me to think all those thoughts. That is so much control. So this controlling power, the power to control your words, control your thought, is attainment. It's not a suppression, it is a attainment. It's a power in the soul that don't go with the flow of ordinariness, don't go with the flow of thinking negativity, unnecessary. Because Dadi Gulzar was my mentor, you know. Every year I come and ask her many times, many questions about my self-progress. Once I asked her, I said, Dadi, how do I know I am becoming perfect? How I know? And so Dadi said, it depends on your discernment power. Your parakhne ki shakti, discernment power, shows you how much you have come closer to perfection. I said, how? She says, for example, any problem came, circumstances came in your life, and you were able to solve it. After solving, you did not think, repeat in your mind. And you did not repeat to any human being that thing. It means your discernment power is good and you are coming closer to perfection. But if you do keep on repeating in your mind, in your words, that means your discernment power is lacking and you are far from perfection. So I asked her how much I am closer to perfection myself. So that is a 70%. It was many years ago. I was in the car, we had this chit chat with her. So Dadi said, you check, if you are repeating even in your mind, whatever happened yesterday, today, don't repeat in your mind. Do you know why? Because you will be deprived from the attainments. So what is the attainment? If your mind goes to the past, repeating anything, you are deprived at the moment from the attainment of peace and happiness and seva from Baba. You know how it works? It works like that. But when you are available for Shiv Baba, for His service, your mind is peaceful, this is attainment peace. You are happy, this is attainment in your Brahmin life. You are knowledgeful, this is attainment. Baba knows you are available now. Baba can touch any devotee soul to ring you or come in front of you to take Gyan. And when they take Gyan from you, a Baba's Gyan, that is called attainment. Means Baba is using you as instrument to give experience to other souls of Gyan and Yoga. And if my mind is occupied with the past, with sorrow, with story, with event, with situation, then Baba sees you are so busy with your own confusion, you know, with your own things. And how can you be used for His work? So therefore, attainment means what you are experiencing this minute. Peace, happiness, love, power from Baba. That's why your mind is not pulled by anything of the past. That's why Baba sees you are available. And then Baba touch souls, millions of souls. In the war, people are leaving, souls are leaving body, you know. So many souls need mukti, direction of peace. So how will they get? How many devotees in the temples, in the road, you know, everywhere. Devotee means the mind is looking for peace, looking for happiness in life. And they can't find through digital world. You know, they cannot find through any facilities of materialistic world. This is a soul attainment. Soul wants to experience. So that's why Baba wants us to continue to be in this immersed stage of attainment of happiness. That's why Dadi is, you know, why Dadi Gulzar was also able to do service through her face. Because attainment, happiness. Not that unattained. Unattained means some kind of worry face, tension or stress. That is not attainment. So Baba wants us to experience constant this frequency, the prakampan, the urja, the energy which is available only now in this confluence age from Shiv Baba. And we are very lucky because we know Baba now. This is really attainment, that our intellect has recognized the highest pure vibration soul on earth. The most spiritualized souls on earth is who? Baba and Brahma Baba. Because they are without body. Right? So we have now access to these, Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba. We can communicate any minute with them. We can talk to them through our thoughts. So our thoughts are the instrument, means, the mind, tool which we can use to communicate with the highest on high, the spiritualized energy on earth, is Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba. So we can experience what they can give you, powers, wisdom and knowledge. That is the attainment. And when you think about Baba, make sure you are thinking with relationship with Baba. Not just point of light. Relative. He is your relative. Mother, father, teacher, guide, friend, beloved, Satguru. These are relationships to experience with Baba. How do you experience? These are attainments in our life. If you have some kind of problem, you go to the friend to talk. Instead of going to the friend, you go to Baba's room. Make Baba your friend. Talk to Baba. Your heart becomes light. Feeling becomes light. This is your attainment, isn't it? So I told you, one story. That one sister had a problem of the legal problem. And she wrote letter to Baba. Baba, these are the problems. And legal in our country, in our center, this is the problem. I put this letter in your box. And I give you my fee, $100. And you become my lawyer and do the work. And I sit down and remember you. I will not worry, Baba. I will stay free from all extra thoughts. Just, Baba, you do. So much trust in Baba is the attainment. Sometimes we are losing trust. We know Baba, have faith in Baba, but trust is not there. We worry. We take control of our own life. Here Baba says, you gave me right letter. I will take care of you. You stay stable. So when that soul 2 days doing yoga and after 3 days all problems solved. How? How it works? Baba can touch any soul, get things done for Brahmins. Have you used Baba in this way? How many of you? Can you raise the hand? Using Baba for your solving problem of your life. Yeah? Beautiful, isn't it? Baba is 24 hours available. Once Dadi Gulzar told us, we are using our battery, but we are not using supreme battery. Use Baba. Then, she says, success come. So in this way, we continue to use Shiv Baba's energy and Baba relationship with Baba. And Baba is bound to help Brahmins. Bound to help. The most beautiful attainment you can get in your Brahmin life is stillness of the mind. Stillness of the mind. You are waiting for the bus. No need to think, when bus is coming, what is the time? You just stay with Baba, be still, very still. That is your attainment. You accumulate this stillness, moments, and also during the day, some problem came, and how Baba solved it? Collect those moments, these are attainments for our Brahmin life. So constantly be with Baba so that you can get constantly attainment. If mind goes here, there, looks at anything which is not attained in life, no, don't need to feel, when will I get? No need to ask question. Just be. Be with Baba. Again, Baba, this is my pure wish. Give me this experience. I did this here in Baba's dome here, Baba's room, 42 days I did. I said, Baba, give me experience of bodiless stage. 42 days. Every day 2.5 hours yoga. So beautiful. It took 2 weeks. I did not get any experience. But I did not give up. Many thoughts came in the mind. Past memories came. I let go, let go, let go. I said, Baba, still few days left. I went through all the process of letting go of the past, which came in the mind. All pain, sorrow, past, anything, let go. Then, the last few days before, Baba gave me vision, beautiful vision of golden soul. How it happens when you have genuine, pure wish and Baba is ready to help the child. That is our attainment. So yoga subject is full of attainments. Jnana we heard, time, earning, ascending, and thoughts just click, one thought, like in the computer, in the mobile, click, and all the data comes. Click to Baba. Baba, I am here to experience. Let Baba give you, let the mind download all these powerful vibrations. Okay, so now I finish here. Now we will have a dialogue. Okay, so 4 minutes we have a dialogue and then we will be finishing soon today. Okay, Bhavanaman, you can ask me something. Just few minutes.
Yes.
We are friends of 50 years. So we can ask any question.
So I was wondering, doing service out of India is not that easy. Bharat service is very easy. So can you share some of the quite big situation came in front of you and you have faced those situations through your attainments?
Yeah, as she, Sister Bhavana, said that, you know, in India people are more Bhavana people and always, you know, vegetarian, most of them. And you know, like going to temple, they go to the center. It's a little easier here. In foreign countries, we face, you know, different culture, different religion, different lifestyle. Not easy, no, for double foreigners also to be a Brahmin, to change everything. You know, of course, those who are Brahmins, their sanskars emerge and they become Brahmins. But in a way, living in the society there and becoming different, it is a challenge for them. But for me, the challenges are mostly natural calamities. Natural calamities, Bhavanaben. When I was alone in one... I faced already three. 5 more to go. There are 8 to go through in our life in this Sangam Yug. So these natural calamities, when you are alone, and then earthquake comes or tsunami comes, and then how you will face it. And now war is happening in the world, you know. Many things are happening. We practical jnana Baba is giving, isn't it? All these murlis are very practical. To really go through all this, and we know this will happen. The preparation is 2 things. One is our mind remaining stable, that one. Number 2, also physical preparation. Keep things ready. Number 3, also spiritually be ready emotionally. Anything happens, we don't need to go into confusion. You know, when I was in one country, earthquake came, so I just told Baba, I am alone. You are with me, Baba, and you give me the thoughts what to do now. And really, someone came and knocking the door. He said, oh, I got the thought to pick you up and we all are going now in different city. I said, who are you? He said, oh, you know, my wife comes to you, Raj Yoga, and I got the thought to pick you up. Can you come also? We all are going, 70 people. I said, okay, I also go. Because before that I told Baba, Baba, what do you want me to do? So communication with Baba I found was very good. Because no telephone working. No Brahmins in near to you. Who is with you? Who is with you? Speak. What is Baba? Baba is also a person Just his body he does not have, that's all. But he is listening to you. He is picking up your frequency. He knows you are alone. He is bound to help you. So Baba kept giving me these beautiful thoughts what to do. So communication and stability and inside emotionally be stable. If we have to leave body, leave the body. Be ready. once you know Dadi Janki, this is what I saw once, this is my experience with her. It was 2:30. She said, oh, I have a pain. Collect 10 people. I want to give Gyan, then I will leave the body. I have a pain. We said, okay, Dadi. At 2:30, we collected people. She gave Gyan. She became well. She did not leave. Did you get it? You know you will leave one day, body. So you decide how you want to leave. So she gave Gyan. And then once again, her heart was working 30%. Doctor said, we have to take you to hospital. She said, look at my face. Is shining? Yeah, shining. So why you are taking me to the doctor? No, that is 30%. Let 30% work. I am okay. Dadi did not go to the hospital for anything. You know, these are inspiration, attainments you can see to conquer the matter. No fear. So then Dadi went with this 30%. Doctor said, go to Bombay hospital. She went Bombay. She knows what to do. You know, settle the accounts. She collected 700 people. They booked the hall and she gave class. The doctor came, oh, I thought you will be in hospital. She said, why? Look at me, I am giving Gyan here. I'm settling my account. Why I have to stay on the bed and get machines done? You know, very practical attainments. You can see, because no fear of dying. Soul knows what soul is. Also a lot of earning in life. So I think these are the things. Bhavanaban, what about you?
Yes, I like to share one experience. A few years back, I was traveling to one of the islands somewhere in Pacific region, and somebody dropped me to airport. I sat down in plane and we were in the air around 20 minutes and suddenly plane started shaking, you know. So pilot announced that one of the engine in the plane is not working properly. So he decided that now I can't take this aircraft to our destination. I have to turn back, and wherever there is a place where I can do the emergency landing. And you can imagine when people hear that part, they were panicking in the aircraft, you know. And I was just sitting there and I had little chat with Baba. Okay, Baba, if you want me up there, I am okay. If you want to send me down below, still I am okay. But next to me, there is a one sister was sitting with me. She was from Christian faith. Yeah, so she heard that news and she said, my heart, blood pressure went quite up. What should I do? And then I was trying to explain her that, look, we are 30,000 feet up from the ground. Here, none of your family members or relatives will come to rescue you. Now, only one person can help us. That is a God. Have faith on Jesus Christ and try to remember good things about your life, you know. And then she started doing that thing and things became little okay. She felt better. And here I just explained myself, okay, Baba, now everyone has negative thoughts about this pilot and everything. So I'm going to create positive thought in my mind and send good vibes to this pilot, because everyone's life was in his hand. If too much negativity is there, his mind, intellect cannot decide right thing, you know. And then I sat in meditation and he diverted the plane. And now this landing part was not easy. 15 minutes we were in that situation. But that 15 minutes I have found longest time in my life. Generally 15 minutes pass very easily. But those 15 minutes were quite longest time. But anyway, I had faith on Baba. Baba was telling me, this is like a test. You have to pass. Everything will be okay. And then slowly, slowly, he did emergency landing. And we could see from up above all these ambulances and fire people. And they all were standing there. Lights were flashing. But he could manage to do the emergency landing. Hmm. So that was my experience of how Baba helps. And whatever power we accumulate through his remembrance, which makes us a bit stable, fearless. Yeah, so that was my experience.
Thank you, Bhavna Ben. So all of you enjoyed our dialogue? Yeah? Very good. So all of you also continue to do. Okay.